This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In the flooded river town of Louisiana, Missouri, water crested at just over 16 feet this week, and now sandbaggers are taking a break.
Some residents are already talking with insurance agents and tallying up the costs of the flood. Others are regretting their lack of insurance. From member station KBIA, Janet Saidi reports.
Jim and Dottie Gott live in a pretty house surrounded by a white picket fence on the north side of town in Louisiana, Missouri. The house now doubles as storage for items they've rescued from the laundromat and gift shop they run down by the river, a business that's currently filled with about 5 feet of water. Jim Gott has a long list of things he's going to do to get his business back on track.
Well, when the water goes back down, I've already got my list made out. I got to call P&S Electric. They got to come in and open up all the panels and clean all the mud and crap out of that. Then we can turn electric on. Then we have to start washing the floors down. Have to get a hold of the insurance people, have them come in, look at all the washers and dryers, because they're going to have to be replaced, because you wouldn't want to put your clothes in, so even if you wash it up real good.
The Mississippi waters currently submerge much of the Gotts' business. Even the top-loading washing machines are underwater. But the Gotts have flood insurance, and they always assumed that their insurance would take care of any damage a flood brought. But until this week, Jim Gott says he was hazy on the policy details.
And you think you got all this covered, but when something happens, it's just like anything else in this world. You got to read the fine print, and nobody can read it because it's just there.
Mike Barry could barely have said it better. Barry is with the Insurance Information Institute in New York.
It's not the most scintillating reading in the world, but I think you want to look at the policy language and what's in there.
Not surprisingly, Barry recommends that everyone anywhere near a flood zone get to know their policy, look at the details. He says underestimating risk is a frequent mistake. Less than 18% of Americans have flood insurance, but there is some confusion. The fact is, no one but the federal government will give you flood insurance. What a lot of homeowners don't understand is that their homeowner's policy will cover fire or wind damage, but only insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program covers them in case of a flood. Mike Barry says another problem is that people just don't expect a flood.
I think there's a lot of individuals around the country that don't realize that they are at risk, even if they're not necessarily looking out their window at a river or a stream or at the ocean. Oftentimes, you have a lot of flooding that goes well inland.
Get you as close as I can. Okay, you're on dry ground.
The only way to get to John and Heather Frisbee's house is by boat or by a pickup truck, trudging through water and unloading you out the back onto the sandbag wall that surrounds the Frisbee house. By mid-afternoon yesterday, a line of about 10 prison workers mingled with family and neighbors maintaining a sandbag wall that completely surrounds the Frisbee property, keeping their house safe with the help of a large pump borrowed from the city. While some here do not have flood insurance, John and Heather Frisbee do. But John Frisbee says today insurance isn't what he's thinking about.
I'm all taken care of there. I'd rather not use it. I'd rather keep my home. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing everything I can to keep it secure.
The average cost of flood insurance is about $500 a year. As river waters begin to recede throughout the Midwest, insurance will likely be on the minds of residents and hundreds of damaged towns like this one, all up and down the Mississippi. For NPR News, I'm Janet Saidi in Columbia, Missouri.